Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and thank you for listening to the fifth episode of this podcast series hosted by the EU Japan Center for Industrial Cooperation. Each of the episodes tell you more about the EU Japan Economic Partnership Agreement and focus on explaining some specific rules of origin with practical examples. Here with us today, Roger Tenet, whom you might already know as one of the experts of our previously released EPA webinar series. Mr. Tenet is a fiscal expert who has been dealing with preferential origin for more than 20 years, not only in his own country as a public servant, controlling and giving assistance to economic operators, but also in different foreign countries as a speaker in several preferential origin workshops organized by the EU Commission. Before we start, please know that a visual support has been released along with this podcast. So feel free to consult it during or after this audio file. And without further ado, I will now leave the floor to Mr. Tenet, who will tell you more today about value rules.
So thank you, Mrs. Lalou. Welcome to this presentation on the value rules. I had already said in previous podcasts a few words about the value rules included in other topics, such as in the tolerances and in some complex origin rules. In this podcast, we will go a bit deeper in the subject and go through all the cases where we can find a value rule in the EPA. But we will start with a reminder. The sufficient working rules are set out in column 2 of Annex 3B. Before going to that annex, we will carry out two checks. The first question is to check whether my product is wholly obtained. If the answer is yes, that product can benefit from the preferential origin status. If the answer is no, I go to the second check. Does the working on the non-originating materials go beyond the insufficient workings? If the answer is no, my product will never benefit from the preferential origin status. If the answer is yes, I am allowed to go to Annex 3B, to the origin rules, and then start the reading of these rules, rules that must be fulfilled to benefit from the origin status. And in this podcast, we will put the focus on the value rules. I have already explained in the previous podcast the strange abbreviations we have in these rules. CC for change in chapter, CTH for change in tariff heading, and CTSH for change in tariff subheading. Linked with the value, we have two abbreviations based on the value of the non-originating raw materials used in the manufacture. Max NUM with a percentage of the Ex Works selling price of the finished product. This means that the value of the non-originating materials does not exceed a certain percentage of the Ex Works selling price. This percentage fluctuates between 35 and 70%, but in most cases, it is 50%. RVC, with a percentage of the free on-board selling price of the finished product. It is a value rule in the opposite way of max NUM. The regional value content, in other words, the local added value, must at least be a certain percentage of the free on-board selling price. And this percentage fluctuates also between 35 and 70%, and in most cases, it is 55%. In Annex 3A of Chapter 3 of the Economic Partnership Agreement, in the introductory notes to the product-specific rules of origin, we have formulas to calculate the percentages of the non-originating materials and the regional value content. To to obtain the percentage of the non-originating materials, you divide the value of the non-originating materials by the X Works selling price, and you multiply the result by 100. To obtain the percentage of the regional value content, you divide by the free on board selling price, the difference between the free on board selling price and the value of the non-originating materials, and you multiply the result by 100. According to the elements that are available in your company, you can always calculate the origin rule in the reverse way. This can be the case, for instance, when you have only an X Works selling price. When, for example, the rule says that the value of the non-originating materials does not exceed 40% of the X Works selling price, this means the same as saying that the local added value must exceed 60% of this X Works selling price. It is not forbidden to calculate that way, even if it is not expressed that way in the EPA. In the origin rules, a value rule is always expressed in two ways. Either a maximal value of the non-originating materials compared to the X Works selling price, or a minimal local added value compared to the free on board selling price. We can find a value rule in different ways in the EPA, and we will go through all these cases. We will have 7 different cases. For our first case, let us go back to our first podcast. Remember, it was about the general tolerances. In case of use of non-originating materials that, according to the specific working rules set out in Annex 3B, are not allowed to be used, these materials are nevertheless allowed to be used, provided that the value of all the non-originating materials does not exceed 10% of the X Works or the free on board selling price of the product. This was the first condition. The X Works or the free on board selling prices are put on the same level with the same percentage. I do not repeat the whole tolerance rules in this presentation. This has been done in the 2 first podcasts. The whole rules are repeated on the slides. I highlight only the use of value rules included in the different tolerances. The next case is the value rule in the textile tolerances for products of chapters 61 to 63. One of the conditions is that the value of the non-originating materials does not exceed 8% of the X Works or free on board selling price of the product. And once again, the X Works and the free on board selling prices are put on the same level. The third case is the use of a value rule as a standalone rule. This is the case in the following examples. We have this in heading 6307, where we have different made-up textile articles, such as dish clothes and life jackets. It is also the case in heading 8712, where we have bicycles, and also in chapters 92 and 93. In 92, we have the musical instruments, and in chapter 93, we have the arms and ammunitions. For these 2 last chapters, 92 and 93, there is only one rule for the whole chapter, and this rule is the same in both chapters. In all these examples, we have as always two possibilities. Calculate the maximum non-originating materials compared to the Ex Works price, or calculate the minimal regional value content compared to the free on board selling price. The fourth possibility is to have the value rule as one of several origin rules for same product, for same heading. For example, in chapter 39, for headings 39.01 to 39.03, there are four possibilities. In case we take the two value rules possibilities separately, we have a change in tariff subheading, we have a chemical reaction, then we have the value of the non-originating materials, and the last possibility is the value of the minimal local value. Do not forget, as said in the previous presentation, that in the layout, even when we have several origin rule possibilities, there is only once the word or, only between the penultimate and the last possibility. You have to imagine the word or after every possibility. The fifth case is when the value rule is cumulative with another rule. For headings 7602 to 7606, the rule is a change in tariff heading plus a value rule. And we have the word and between the two rules. And once again, there are two possibilities for the value rule: a maximum of non-originating materials or a minimal local added value. In the next case, the value rule is included in a tolerance for glass and glassware of heading 7010. The main rule is a change in tariff heading, but there is a tolerance to use materials of the same heading provided that their value does not exceed 15% of the Ex Works or the free on board selling price of the product. Calculating the tolerance on the Ex Works or on the free on board selling price has no influence on the tolerance percentage. The conclusion is that you have more chance to respect the limit of 15% when you compare to the free on board selling price instead of the Ex Works selling price, because of course the free on board selling price is higher than the Ex Works selling price. Seventh and last case is where the value rules comes in addition to a specific operation. For heading 5810, the origin rule is a specific operation, embroidering, but with an additional requirement. A limited use of non-originating materials of any heading, but not of heading 5810. This limited use is a value rule expressed in the usual way, a maximum of non-originating materials or a minimal local added value. After the analysis of all these cases where we have a value rule, it appears that the value rule is always expressed in two ways: either a maximal value for the non-originating materials compared to the Ex Works selling price, or a minimal local added value compared to the free on board selling price, and mostly with a different percentage. So we have reached the end of this podcast. Once you have understood how the value rule works, it does not matter whether the value rule is a standalone rule or combined with something else. The way of calculating remains the same. Should you nevertheless want some additional information or submit a specific case, you can always contact the EU Japan Help Desk. So many thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tenet, for your expertise. And yes, as you mentioned, should you have any questions about the EU-Japan EPA, we have a designated EPA help desk at the EU-Japan Center. And of course, stay tuned for the release of the sixth and last episode of the series next week. Thank you very much.